Mansfield in the morning.
Hot cares for this Monday morning.
So special.
Yeah, because this person has been selling roses to people for years and years and years. Evidently very well known. His story has been on community Facebook groups.
Yes.
He is, according to Monique Abers, who sent us the email, says he is much loved and respected in the area. Simply selling roses to people who are taking their meals or taking an evening walk around Brightwater Commons.
And I remember about 20 years ago, this was terribly annoying. Yes, Tony knows.
He's been there.
For years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was terribly annoying, and then it stopped, and now there's only a few people, so it's not annoying at all. It's quite nostalgic when someone comes up and asks you if you'd like to buy a rose. Or,
yeah,
it is. Yeah, special.
Let's get the guy on the line, shall we? And have a quick chat with him, because he's had a bit of a problem. If you do live in the area or get down to Brightwater Commons, you'll know that there's a whole big refurb going on.
And it's going on for a while. I think it's another 2 or 3 months before it reopens. I mean, they've literally refurbed the place completely.
Yeah. And so that has caused a huge problem.
Because that was his kind of main base.
That was his store.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, there's so many restaurants, or there were so many. I mean, I'm sure there will be as well.
Yeah.
But there were so many restaurants there, you literally just had to walk around the lake.
Yeah, true.
Hello.
Ambrose?
Yeah?
Good morning. It's Jeremy Mansfield calling from Hot 91.9, the radio station. How are you, my bud?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm all right, thank you. Ambrose, we got an email from Monique, who is one of the ladies who over the years has bought flowers from you. Because you, how long have you been selling roses down in the Brightwater Commons area?
Within the Brightwater Commons area, I've been there for 24 years this year.
24 wow. years.
This year.
Okay, now she said that they're doing a whole, and we know, they're doing a whole lot of renovations down there. And so you haven't been able to sell your flowers because they're busy building down there.
Yes, and actually they've closed all the restaurants where I used to sell. They're all closed.
Now, how much longer are those restaurants going to be closed for, Ambrose?
They may reopen, the one restaurant may reopen March, they say.
So it's at least 2 more months to go.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one of our ladies, I'm not sure if you remember the call, but there was a lady. She probably didn't tell you where she was phoning from, but she was from our hot cares section here at Hot 91.9. And she was asking you about what it costs for your children and what your monthly costs are and all the rest of it, because you haven't been able to sell your flowers to get the money to pay for your costs.
Yeah.
And she did the calculations and worked out what it has cost you because of the restaurants being closed. Yeah. And because of that, what we're going to be doing, Ambrose, so that you can carry on paying for your overheads and your bills and all the rest of it, is Hot Cares are going to be donating 10,000 rand to you to cover your costs that you have incurred and the costs that you're going to incur going forward until such time as you can restart selling your flowers in Brightwater Commons at those restaurants and earning the money that you need and that you have been earning over these many, many years of sales to the community.
Hey, I can't believe this.
What we'd also like to do, Ambrose,
We'd like a favor.
We'd like a favor. We've got the Hot 91.9 Valentine's Night Race happening this week, Friday. It's happening down at in your area, down at Randburg Sports Club. You know where the Randburg Harriers run out of, down on Jan Smuts Avenue?
Yes.
You know it. What we want to do is we want you to come along, and we want you to be our man at the finish line, and We will supply the roses, and you can give the roses to the ladies who cross the finish line on Friday evening. So we'll be contacting you about that, and we'll make sure that we can get you as part of the Hot 91.9 Valentine's Night Race, and make sure that we transfer the money to your account to make sure that you can cover your costs until such time as you can start selling your flowers once again in the area that you've become loved for, which people have said they're missing you because they can't get their flowers from you, Ambrose.
I would appreciate that. This is awesome, honestly.
Okay. Okay, my man. Then we'll see you on Friday evening. We'll be in contact by phone today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ambrose. Thanks so much for chatting to us, my man.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And 24 years he's been selling flowers in the Brightwater Commons area.
And you know what you can do? We're going to give him the roses to give to you.
Yes.
But if, like me, you keep 20 rand in that back pocket of your running pants in case of
Yeah.
Just give it to him as you cross the finish line.
That'd be a lovely gesture.
You know, I mean,
keep
aside enough for Jeremy's Bury.
Yes.
And just hand the rest over to Ambrose.
That'd be a really nice gesture. Yeah.
Make a real difference. If you haven't had to use it to make a phone call because you fell over, then, you know, you've got it there.
And all runners carry a little bit of extra money.
We do. Yeah. We do. Well, not you, but everybody
else. I need 5K. So.
Monique, thank you very much for sending that through. Yeah, obviously somebody, I don't know him personally, but obviously somebody who's
very cared for
in that community and is part of that community and is, through no fault of his own, through a development that's had to happen, he's been affected. And so that's why Hot Cares wanted to step in and make sure that he could be covered until such time as he can start reselling his flowers. So Ambrose will be back, but he'll also be at the Hot 91.9 Valentine's race, the night race, in conjunction with Randburg Harriers and Sage Foundation. It's happening this Friday down at Randburg Harriers. Come on. Come and join us. It's going to be one hell of a jolt. Party afterwards, and there's all sorts of entertainment and food stalls and all the rest of it. And if you really want to and you're very brave, you can come and taste a bit of my Bury.
Mansfield in the morning.
From 6 to 9.
Exclusive to Hot 91.9.
Playing the best old school and R&B.